every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday, every day, every day, Friday. Hello, good people. It is I, Michael D. Ballard, aka the Marriage Pastor, and I have been sent to you to make sure you get the love that you desire, the respect that you require, and the sex that's fire, all within a kingdom marriage. So are you ready for me to help you get to the next level? Whether you are single and ready to mingle, or you are already hitched, but your love is in a ditch, don't matter. We're going to give you from the Bible love lessons, or should I say divine love lessons. So let's get right into it. We are going to get my notes up. I love it. And we're going to, first of all, shouts out to my Faithful Hearts community. We are always stand on Genesis 1:26. You know what? I like this dude better because I want y'all to see my face. Ruby Ballard gave me these beautiful cheeks. I want to make sure you guys see it. Remember, guys, turn off all your distractions. Cell phones, put the baby up if you can. If you can, please view this class on a computer at home or a laptop. It works better than on your phone. So if you got to pause it and wait till you get to a computer, that way you can see everything a little bit better. Again, I am excited. Let's jump right into our class for today. We're going to be breaking down this out here. Of course, again, this is our Divine Love Lesson series. This whole week, we're covering the foundation of love, or these seven lessons are built on the foundation of love. And this is all built on understanding agape love, for this week. And this is day 7, living out agape love. Remember, as always, download your workbooks. If you have not, if you have, thank you for supporting the channel. If not, make sure you download the workbook. Go to michaeldballard.com. You can go to the link. It's at the top. Download your workbook. Listen, note takers, take their relationship to the next level. So make sure you're doing the exercises after the classes, the reflection questions, the focus prayer, the action steps. All of that is designed to help you go to the next level with your lesson. Okay, we like to start with stories. I love stories. If you don't know, I'm a writer, and I love writing and film and producing. So this story is called The Kindness of Mrs. Thompson. Look at Mrs. Thompson. Tell me she don't warm your heart. You know Mrs. Thompson. You may be a Mrs. Thompson. All right, in a small, close-knit community, Mrs. Thompson was known for her generous spirit. Despite her limited resources as a widow, she always found a way to help others. Every morning, Mrs. Thompson would bake extra loaves of bread. Without saying much, she would leave them on the doorsteps of families who were struggling financially or going through tough times. One harsh winter, the community faced a severe storm that left many without electricity and essentials. Mrs. Thompson's home, with a wood-burning stove, became a refuge for those without heat. Despite the cramped space and her own discomfort, Mrs. Thompson welcomed everyone. She cooked hot meals, shared her blankets, and provided a warm, safe place for her neighbors. Her actions spoke volumes. The community was deeply moved by her selflessness. People started to come together, helping each other shovel snow, share supplies, and check on the elderly. Mrs. Thompson lived out 1 John 3:18 perfectly. She didn't just offer kind words or good intentions, her actions demonstrated true agape love. She loved her community in truth and action. not just in words. You see, the story of Mrs. Thompson illustrates how agape love is more than just a feeling or spoken assurance. It's about practical acts of kindness and self and sacrifice for others. Her example inspired her community to also live out love in action, creating a ripple effect of generosity for all. I want to talk to you guys from John 3:18. This is our scripture for this particular lesson. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Let me ask you, as it relates to your relationship, are you just saying I love you, or are you actually acting them out? See, and I'm not talking about loving people the way you think that they should be loved. I'm saying loving people the way they are asking you to love them. See, a part of agape love is loving people in a way that's uplifting, that's loving, that's sacrificial, that's going to be causing you some discomfort. Because sometimes when you have to love someone, it's going to cost you something. See, I don't know why people think that when they get into relationships, they say things like, this is just who I am. They're just going to have to accept me for who I am. That's bull. You don't go in. See, it's just like when you go get a job. When you fill out an application to go get a job, they hire you based on your qualifications. But they expect you to be trained, and they expect you to develop, and they expect you to grow within the culture of that job. That's the same thing that happens in relationships. When you get in relationships, you are supposed to change in the culture of that relationship. You are supposed to put your best foot forward if you want to continue working at that job. The same with our life. It's easy to talk about love. It's another thing to walk it and show it. We're going to break this scripture down. It says here, dear children, let us not love with words or speech. Now, this is talking about, even like in that story, Mrs. Thompson, she just didn't say she loved her neighbor. She actually demonstrated. It was uncomfortable. It was inconvenient, but it was necessary. Do you think Christ wanted to get on that cross and die for us? We don't even tithe. We don't even go to church. He knew all of that. Yes, he did it for us, regardless of who we were. When he got on that cross, that was love. What's the cross that God is asking you to get on for your loved one? See, I know, I hear you now. You're bored. You're tired. You grew out of love. If you grew out of love, then you can grow up. And you can grow back into love. Because see, what you're looking for is emotional love. You're looking for romantic love. But that's eros. But agape is intentional love. It is intentional. It is a choice. It is patient. It is kind. It is long-suffering. It does not boast. That's what God is looking for in relationships in today's day and age. Is it hard to find? Yes. Is it impossible? No. It is not impossible. It is still people out there that's ready and willing to walk in agape. You see, it says, but with actions and in truth. It's amazing that it says actions and in truth. It's not just enough to show actions. It's also about walking in your truth, because you can show actions, but it's not true. This is why I said you have to love people the way they're asking you to love them, because it's their truth. Now, I hear you now, Pastor Michael. What if the way that they're asking me to love them is not godly? Then you can't do it. That is the only exception to the rule, that if it does not line up with your morals and values, then I'm sorry, you cannot. You cannot break your morals and values to love someone if it is ungodly, if it is not scriptural. But if it is uncomfortable, and then if it's different, and if it's outside of your comfort zone, then that's something different. And you're going to have to get to a place where you know how to love that person outside of your comfort zone, outside of your traditions. As long as it lines up with Christ, then that's what agape love is. Understand that when you love like this to somebody, not just in words, but in speech, not just in action, but in truth, you bring people back together in community. Just like Mrs. Thompson. She didn't just offer words. She didn't just offer her home. She offered her love. A home with food and warmth, but without love, is still a cold and malnourished home. This is what action and truth is. It's not one thing to just do good or to do the actions, because you can bring someone food on a plate, but if you throw it at them, slam it on the table, the food is whatever you wanted to give them instead of what it is they eat. Yeah, you may have demonstrated actions, but it wasn't truth. So you might as well didn't do it. God is asking you to show love in action and in truth. This is the true agape love. And that's a lesson that I wanted to give you guys for those that are in marriages, relationships, or seeking. Make sure you are ready to live out your words in action as well as in truth. Because that is agape love. Until next time, remember, guys, I told you to download. Make sure you download your Return on Love. Let me see if I can get it pulled up. Where it go? Excuse me. Make sure you download your ROL, Return on Love Assessment. It will help you to decipher through the noise that's going on in your relationships. It's a free assessment. Please take it, download it. It'll help you determine if you're getting out of your relationship what you're putting in, just like in business, how they have ROIs. You'll be able to determine if you're getting back what you're putting in. And if you're not, it'll help to locate those areas where you need improvement. Remember to share this class with someone who needs it. And until next time, love in action and in truth. I'll see you guys on the next series. Peace.